Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. Well, I'm going to get some echo here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. K2PCB, standing by.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning there, Brad. I am doing quite well. I guess we won't have Ross in here today. I'll sell you mine. I was connecting in through DB switch with the thinking that I would be able to hear the RF from your side and the RF from Ross, but today is Ross's PTO day. So I guess I can't try that. Anyway, as I am connecting in through DB switch, I guess I normally don't hear your signal this way. It does sound like your signal is a little weak, but I don't know if it sounds like that all the time because you're coming in through RF. It should sound the same as when I'm on the other radio, but in the truck there's definitely more fidelity than through the radio, so I hear more. But aside from it being very hazy this morning, things are pretty good. Yep.
Things are really pretty good. One is your signal is much better today. There is no frying of eggs in the background. It's a 5x9. You're nice and clear. Getting ready for the grandkids to, we're going to go pick them up around 10 o'clock this morning and then have them for four nights and 5 days. So there may be a couple of days that I'm not on the air, depending on what time they get up.
Okay. Well, that tells me something. If this signal's full quieting and sounding good, that actually could lead me to my radio.
So you're saying that this is going back to a frying egg situation? Not today. Today it's very, very clear and very strong.
You had me a little worried there for a second. I thought I was going to be going through all the solder connections, connecting my node transceiver to the node radio. But I don't know. Okay, so I'm back on my normal RF to my node, then over to Ross, then back out RF to you. So either it's an intermittent issue or something has been changed along the way. But anyway, it looks like you'll have your hands full for a while. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And if you're not available, no worries. No worries. We'll still be on the air, still going to work. And if you can make it in there, cool. If not, I'm sure you're either resting up for the day, or you're already into something.
Ross may have changed out his node last night. He did some kind of a antenna connection repair on one of his node radios that worked yesterday, KC2NVM.
KC2NVM? Yes, I think you're right, because you are coming in loud and clear today, too.
There, we put it all together.
And, of course, Ross is not here to ask the definitive questions. We have to wait until tomorrow.
Okay. Lisa's working for us today. Man, it is hazy. I know people talk about, especially Ross. Ross used to say how much the wildfire smoke would bother his throat, sinuses, in the last go-around that we had here. I didn't notice that at all until I stepped out of the building yesterday. I'm like, that's kind of a campfire-ish sort of something going on here. Between this And the rain that's scheduled for Saturday, I wonder if that's going to throw off our plans.
Is antenna, the PL230, the connector, was slightly loose. He gave it just a little tweak and everything cleared up, so I don't know if that's what he did.
Canada smells funny.
And they smell fun.
So I took my first math test yesterday and ended up getting a 96.6. Sometimes you miss a negative sign.
Yeah, missing a negative sign can really throw your answer off.
Brad, what kind of adventures, what kind of activities do you have planned with the grandkids?
Well, today will be pool day for sure, even though that it's, I know that they were calling for sun, but I know it might be still a little hazy. Yeah, they're going to want to spend time in the pool. So we'll do that probably today and this morning and this afternoon. Maybe go to the splash pad down the street one time, go to the playground down the street, go over to Como Park and do a little, quote, hiking, unquote, and the playground over there, maybe have lunch there. I think we're going to try and take them to see Minions either Saturday or Sunday. I think Sunday was the day for that. And... you know, do some other, we have some activities and do some reading. They're all old enough to read now, so we'll do some reading. So, yeah, we got, Karen's pretty good at planning activities, so we should be pretty good, pretty set.
Don't forget, you got to take me for ice cream somewhere.
Yes, definitely taking them for ice cream once, and there was something else I wanted. We'll probably do a breakfast pizza one day, but yeah, definitely the ice cream. Oh, yeah, we're going to do s'mores in the backyard.
So what time do you want us to come over for s'mores?
Yeah, LVAC passed me here this morning. Yeah, when you were talking about the pool, I was actually thinking about that that splash pad and thinking, oh, if you guys have the pool, there's no point in going down to the splash pad. Even though as an adult, I would enjoy it. And then you mentioned it, so that was kind of interesting. I think somebody was talking about a new splash pad that either just went in or is going in that's supposed to be family-friendly, kids and adults. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. The splash pad that's down the street, I have seen adults in there, obviously. The water's chilly, but the kids have a lot of fun. Yeah, I haven't heard about that. That would be, I haven't heard where.
Yeah, I think it was Lynn that was telling me about it. I'll have to ask her to see if she had any more details. I do remember when we went up to the Toronto Zoo. Actually, not with Lynn and I, but it was my sister and I. We did a go up for the weekend and, you know, cruise around Toronto using all public transit. Park once, spend the weekend, come back kind of thing. I've done that a few times, and it's a lot of fun. Anyway, at the Toronto Zoo, they have a splash pad, and that was so nice at the end of your day of walking around to be able to just cool down and relax and just get soaked. It was perfect.
Yeah, the kids definitely seem to have a lot of fun. It's a splash pad. Yeah, as long as the weather's decent, I'm sure we will have a lot of fun with them, keeping them busy. And that's the big thing.
So did you ever get a hold of anybody about that G90?
So one other thing that that I'll be doing with the grandkids is probably doing some 3D printing. Maybe print out the first letter of their name. or maybe see if I can find another little toy for them to have.
That's right, Nick. Right, you said you were gonna try to have something queued up for that.
Yeah, I found the whole alphabet. And I looked at one letter, the A, because, well, Adeline is an A, would take a couple hours. So when they get here, we'll do this maybe later. Then they can pick the color. I have four colors, so they can pick the color of the letter they want, especially for Edison and Eliana, because they both begin with E. Hopefully they'll want a different color. We'll do that. Because I gave them my benchies. I had four benchies, and two in orange, and two reddish-orangish, and two in blue. They seem to like those, so this will be something different for them.
Going to get to the point where they think 3D printing isn't for you. 3D printing is a toy and trinket making machine for them.
Yeah, they will. they'll think that it's just for them for me to make things for them. But that's okay. I'm good with that.
And if that's all you made with it, it'd probably still be worth it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Travis. Absolutely. Now what's funny is I'm starting to look at CNC type machines. I gotta stop.
I've looked at those mini CNCs, and if I have the space, and noise was not an issue, I think I would probably own one of those as well. Nothing too big, just more of like a pretty much just an engraving tool, if anything. But I'd sure love to play around with one of those, and I think I could probably pick one up for, $400 to $600, a little starter one, just for fun. But it would be messy. Not from a solvents perspective, but just dust all over. A little different than 3D printing and laser engraving. Yeah, that can get smoky, but that gets exhausted out. But I didn't think I was going to have time to stop for my coffee today, and I probably could have. I got here a couple minutes early, but I don't know how long that line would have been. So first thing I got to do today when I get inside is get some caffeine going.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've never been much of a, last 20 years or so, have not been much of a caffeine drinker. At least in the morning. I can understand that. Karen has her coffee every morning, and I know a lot of people do. I'm an oddball.
I tried to switch off of coffee a couple times, but it just never worked. Obviously, there's a caffeine addiction somewhere in there. Even tea just doesn't do it for me. But anyway. I've got 6:44, so I am going to make my way in, and I'll see if it did what it did yesterday when I got out of the truck and my glasses kind of steamed up. I don't know what the humidity is like today, but I wasn't expecting that yesterday, so we'll see what happens today. All right, I'll say 73, and I'll listen out for your final. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. You have a great day. Hopefully I'll be on the air Monday morning. If not, I will talk to you on Tuesday. KC2NVM, have a great day. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys when we talk to you.
73s, have a good weekend. Maybe we'll see you at the Ham Fest, everybody, anybody. All right, KC2NVM.